Michael Pittman Jr.'s injury finally has a name, a hamstring, described as minor, with no reported concern about his availability for the September 13th opener against Atlanta. That is per Paolo Sonko at Athlon Sports on August 20th, and it is the most specific language in this file since Pittman went down at the Saturday Night Lights practice on August 8th. For 2 weeks, the injury was just lower body, with an uncertain week one tag attached. A minor hamstring with an expected return date is a materially better sentence. The rest of the week was unchanged status. Pittman did not practice, and he watched Friday's 17-0 loss to the Jets from the sideline, per Alex Kozora at Steelers Depot, his second straight preseason game in street clothes, in an offense that has yet to see him and Aaron Rodgers on the same field in a game setting. The receivers who played in his place graded out at a D, per Josh Carney at Steelers Depot, which is its own quiet argument for how much the offense needs its two veterans back. Back in June, we built the Pittman case on two traits: 100 target volume that travels, and one of the sturdiest availability records at the position. The volume half is safe. Nothing this month has threatened his role, and the team's earlier refusal to play Rodgers without him said as much out loud. The availability half is the one taking on water, gently. A player who almost never missed time has now missed 3 weeks of camp, and every missed practice also delays the timing work with a new quarterback in a new offense. The checkable things this week: whether Pittman returns to practice before Thursday's finale at Buffalo, and whether he is practicing fully by cut day, rosters trimmed to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, and the opener is 2 weeks behind it. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.